بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Currently we're doing the section on the instances wherein ghibat is permissible. As we explained, the general rule is that it is not permissible. Ghibat is not permissible to speak anything in the absence of your brother that he dislikes. However, due to necessary circumstances, Shariat has permitted instances wherein ghibat becomes permissible. So one is not speaking, one is also not listening. And now those instances that make it permissible, so very quickly to go through them. The first is when a person is oppressed. A person that is oppressed, he can raise his case to a higher authority so that he can be assisted in that matter that he is involved in, or the matter that he is being unjustly oppressed in. So now he may go to a person and try and explain to the person in authority that this is what he is experiencing, so that he can get some relief. That is the first instance. The second instance is he is trying to help a person that is doing wrong to do right. So he is carrying a message about someone else, ala wajhil islah, for the purposes of rectifying the situation. We gave an example where the ustad goes to the father of the child and tells the father that this is what your child is doing. For example, he may be smoking, he may be abusing the use of the cell phone, or he may have got some other bad habits. Now to correct the child, the ustad is telling the father about the child. So the second reason is to correct some wrong. The third is when a person is requesting a verdict, a fatwa. So he may go to the mufti, the alim, and he puts his circumstance in front of him, and now he's asking and he's seeking a fatwa in terms of the situation that he is experiencing. So this is the third reason wherein a person is allowed to speak about another person, even though that person may dislike it, but because of a situation he is in. So then, but here again Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains that it is better if he just leaves it general. In other words, in the question he's writing or he's asking, he says that a person is in a situation like this, what should he do? What is the ruling for a person who is in a situation like this? So he hasn't revealed the identity of the person that he is inquiring about, or he's not identifying any person in the question specifically. And then we came to the fourth category, which we are currently doing, and we explained under the fourth category, there are four subcategories. So currently this is what we are doing. So just to continue with this fourth situation under the fourth category. So we said the fourth category is where a person warns the Muslims about an evil and he advises them. And under this, we explained there are four situations. The first situation was very quickly, we spoke about where there's narrators of a hadith and they are now scrutinized for their honesty, they scrutinize for their level of reliability, they scrutinize for their level of their memory, they scrutinize for various things so that the science of hadith can be protected. Or sometimes a witness is brought to the court and the witnesses now are being scrutinized. So there also there is no problem. Number two is seeking counsel regarding a person for purposes of marriage, business partnership, giving a trust, or person wants to engage in some transaction, or simply a neighbor, person is inquiring, so the person that's being asked can give a reference, a very honest reference, even if you have to say something wrong or something negative about the person he's being asked, but he's being very honest about what he's being asked. Remember, all these things got to do with the niyat. The niyat must be correct. Otherwise, a person can think he's doing something good, but in essence, he's actually involved in ghibat. Why? His niyat is not to be honest in helping the person that's seeking counsel, but he say he's finding a good opportunity now. I wanted to take out vengeance against this person. I wanted to harm him. There's a good opportunity for me. Now the niyat has changed. Something that was permissible now becomes haram for him. And yesterday is where a student is studying under a teacher, and that teacher is flagrantly sinning, or he's involved in bid'at, and he fears that the student will be harmed, then it's necessary for him to advise the student of the teacher's condition that be careful. These type of teachers you shouldn't be going to. Be very, very careful. And we gave an example in nowadays Allah Ta'ala protect us, has become like something that is completely open and something that is very far widespread, is where people now just go onto the YouTube and anything they see that is attractive. Somebody may have a very good twang in the way he speaks, or somebody is a good celebrity speaker, and now people are all taking to him because of the hits he's got, and that big person becomes a teacher. So now when somebody sees that this is dangerous for this person, or these people that are just taking to this type of celebrities, etc., So now he warns the public, he warns the people. So this is also allowed in Sharia. Fourth category under point number 4, we're warning the Muslims, is this one that we just did now. A person in a position of authority which he does not administer correctly, either because he's incompetent, he's a flagrant sinner, or he's negligent, or due to similar reason. So now, for example, a person has been appointed as a judge. And now this person that's being appointed as a judge, he doesn't have the capacity, he's not capable, or he's a flagrant sinner, or he's negligent, or whatever reason that is good, a good similar reason. Now it is necessary to inform the person in the higher authority, those people that are appointing the judges, those people in higher authority, it is necessary for them to be informed that such a person should be removed from his position and appoint someone else who is competent, so that he is at least away. So if you can at least, if you can't get him now to move, remove, for example, the judge, we gave example, at least the people in higher authority should be aware that they are such people that have been appointed here who are not capable, so that they can deal with him accordingly and not be deceived by him. Or he may be, these people in higher authority now may be encouraged to rectify the affairs or replace. We gave example of a judge. Sometimes it can be a person that is administering the affairs of the people. Sometimes it can even be an executor of an estate. Or sometimes it can be a trustee of a trust. And he got other people's money and he's not capable. Or he's a thief. Or he's not utilizing the funds correctly. So now to take the matter to the higher authority to correct a level of administration is permissible. Now imagine if Sharia didn't have this, and you got the administrators of estates, and you got all the executives of estates and administrators of the trusts, etc. And in our country, we see it, how many people have got positions of authority and they're abusing it to such an extent that the masses are suffering. They got no access sometimes to health care, they got no access to basic living conditions, water, electricity, etc. And when you go and you look behind it, you see the amount of corruption that's there. Now, Islam allows that when there is a level of this corruption, and you can see that the people that are put in that position are not worthy of it, now it is necessary for you to take up the concern and raise it to a higher authority so that some awareness can be created and the situation be corrected. Now, in an Islamic country, you will see that these things should be happening, where the public now can go to a higher authority and correct what is happening. Sometimes we think only in our country that even the higher authority is also corrupt. So who are we going to go to? But in an Islamic country, this is what should be happening. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is the beauty of our deen, beauty of our Islam. Is everyone has got a chance to correct what he sees is incorrect. Everyone has got a chance to put things right. In other words, it must be done correctly and done in the way that Shariat allows us to do it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.